You mentioned, I think, that you went on one end of season tour.
We went down to Cornwall. Now, I can't remember. You'll have a record of that somewhere. We played a couple of games. Red Ruth was one or two games, I can't remember. Unless I've got confused with Saracens, yeah, I might have. Might not that confused with the Saracens.
This wouldn't be terribly surprising for an end of season tour, would it?
No, okay. A blur, you mean? Yes. I might have got that wrong. That might have been a Saracens tour. That. So I'm not sure. I didn't go on the American tour with Gloucester, because I was in the middle of this postgraduate course in Birmingham then, and it just. Most of these qualifications I have interfered with rugby, unfortunately. In those days, I'm afraid, as an amateur, you had to put one first, and it came second, and I was very disappointed not to be able to go there. But so I didn't go on any tours with the club, no.
Well, let's move on to Saracens then.
Okay. 77, that was. I moved up with Jenny and I moved up to London. And got a job as a teacher. I started my lectureships and joined Saracens up at Southgate. I don't know if you've been to Saracens, the old Saracens ground. It was on a park, public park, with one wooden stand. Been there. I lived in Islington and got the Piccadilly line up to Cock Foster's, and then walked twice a week. I would train there. We didn't win many games. We had a good top fixture list. And lost most of our games closely, but we didn't have a large number of. It's very different in London. Most of them were guys; they were professionals who played, who came into play, and they were good players, but they weren't of a high enough. None of us were of a high enough standard, quite honestly. I think my game dropped off over the years there because I wasn't behind a Gloucester pack for a start. But nevertheless, we played a lot of games. Some very good friends there. While I was there, Clint McGregor played for England, one cap or two, the first black player to play for England, quite possibly. Prop, very nice, very easygoing guy. And we went all over the place, travelled everywhere, went to all the place, went on tour to British Columbia with them, took our wives. That's typical Saracens, and it wouldn't be a way Gloucester do it, but we took our wives. And we have, you know, it was a good period of time. I enjoyed it very much. I was very busy because not only was I lecturing, but I was completing my PhD in London as well. I was enrolled as an external student of London University, and I did that at Queen Elizabeth College in Kensington. So I was lecturing at the South Bank, the university it is now. And doing a part-time PhD, as well as playing rugby for Saracens. It's a pretty busy time, really. That all had to come to a halt when our daughter moved out of London. That's when I stopped playing. Anyway, we moved down to Surrey.
Well, how many seasons did you have with Saracens?
About six seasons, and without injury, really. A few bumps here and there, but appendicitis stopped me a bit one time, but. Pretty good, and that was standoff and centre primarily, to play on the wing occasionally, to accommodate other players.
Did you play against Gloucester?
We played. I only remember one game. I don't know why. We didn't play home and away. I think it was alternate seasons or something. It wasn't every season. And I only remember one game. I don't remember any others. We played my first game. I went to Saracens. Terry Tandy wrote me a nice introductory letter, actually, to the chairman there. So when I came, so they knew a bit about me. And my first game on the next Saturday was against Leicester at home. We were, and that was great. Dusty Hare at fullback and a few other internationals, and we lost that game very closely by about 2 or 3 points. But that was the first game I played for Saracens. But the you know, the facilities were just awful. You know, this rope around the pitch, and a guy with a bucket. That was it, and a wooden sheet of little paper. Yeah, well, I never kept programmes because it was a sheet of paper.
Yeah, the difference in atmosphere away from King's Home to just a couple of hundred, I guess, supporting Saracens.
Just
totally different atmosphere.
Ah, completely. And not just that, you know, Gloucester has a sort of, you know, the intensity, born of the city, the main sport in the city. These guys, like me, I mean, I live, you know, I feel 15 miles away in the middle of London, you know, the guys were all over the heart, mainly Hertfordshire, obviously, well, because Wasps were in northwest London as well, and took probably the best players. And we came over a large area. But some great lads, and I made some great friends there who I don't always see very often, but most of them were professionals, lawyers or architects or businessmen. And rugby was a second. In Gloucester, for most players, rugby was it. Mm. You know, their job was just something to fill the day until they played rugby. But that had never, you know, for good or for bad, that had never been my view of the world. As much as I loved it, you know, I knew that, you know, you've got to make a career, you've got to make it work. So the career would always drive us. And but then once we left, once Kate, my daughter, came along, we moved down to Surrey. And then I stopped playing then. I'd had a bump anyway on my knee. Made that worse in Surrey, actually. And I've got a new knee now. it was a nice period of time, and I enjoyed it. But not a particularly successful period.
Did you carry on with rugby after Saracens?
No. Mm-hmm. No, I had played squash on an old knee injury. Completely ruptured my ACL. By the time I got that repaired, we'd moved to Scotland. We moved to Scotland after London. Had it replaced. In fact, the surgeon was Ken Scotland, the Scottish international. He did it the old-fashioned way. Anyway, lasted till about 5 years ago. And I had a new knee 5 years ago, which is fantastic. So knees get you in the end there. They're horrible design. They're horrible designs. And my son and my son-in-law have both done their ACLs from rugby, and it's the bugbear, really, that one. Mm. But no, Saracens was great. I still have friends, and they're back in this country, some of them, and they're involved in all sorts of activities, sport. So that's good. But it was, as you say, it was very different. Mm. You know, there's no comparison. For example, nobody. You know, you play rugby and you walk down the street. Nobody knows you. Nobody would ask you about it. In Gloucester, when you play, you go in the pub. Oh, poof. You know, you get it in the ear, both ears, and advice from everybody. And that's just so, you know, it's so different. And London clubs are like that, I'm afraid. Probably even now with the professional. Now Saracens have moved, as you know, into new facilities.
Over the years, they've been quite peripatetic. They've played at a number of grounds.
They have. They're in Barnet now, a bit of a soulless area. Have you been up to Saracens?
No.
Yeah. One of the coach I mentioned before that Saracens had, I met him, and he is like you, a very, very keen archivist. And he had been, since the club became professional, he had been trying to write a history of Saracens from its very early roots up to the current era. The club, the professional club, refused to help. Saracens have virtually no history at all on site. No photos, anything. They have they've almost blanked out completely their amateur era. And he was very upset about that. He still supported Saracens. He came from Bournemouth every other week to watch them play at Barnet. And he was trying to write this book. And they had retained things or disposed of things that he wasn't able to get hold of. He found it almost impossible. You can imagine it was almost impossible. A one-man job, and he couldn't do it. I don't know if he's done it since, but he couldn't do it then. That's very sad that they basically started in 96 or whatever it was. That's when Saracens seemed to have started, but in fact there's 80 or 90 years before that as well, so that's all been forgotten. So it's a very bare cupboard for the amateur club.
Sure that's a reflection as well of the different attitude that you commented on between the likes of Gloucester and Saracens. because Gloucester had all these people, you know, who played for the club and then stayed on as officials at the club and so on, and were very conscious of the history and preserved it.
Yes.
And so when, you know, our project started, we found the club, you know, had records right back to the 19th century.
Yes. And I think players in Gloucester have deep roots in there, in the city and in the surrounding area, and that counts for a lot. You know, I think that when I thought about retiring, we thought about retiring, this was the area we wanted to come to, wanted to come back. I've still got family in the city. I say my grandfather was in Gloucester. My grandmother was a Hopton. You know, the Hoptons, they're very, very deep roots to the Domesday Book in the area. Big farm outside Tewkesbury. And so we, you know, it was always going to be there, you know. It's where you sort of want to be, isn't it? I think we need a route, you need a place, and that was always going to be for us. Although we live here, we don't live in Gloucester. This was a bit of a compromise. The boss won, and I'm so pleased as well because it's a fabulous spot. Cirencester is a fabulous town as well, really, really, really spot on, and we're very happy.